Southeast Morrison Street. Brunchbox serves up a menu full of burgers and sandwiches every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Lunch was provided by Little River Cafe, located in downtown Portland at 0315 Southwest Montgomery Street. Serving food made from fresh ingredients, Little River Cafe is open for breakfast and brunch daily from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And dinner was provided by Dove Phoebe, located at 2727 Northeast Gleason Street in Portland. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., Dove Phoebe serves handmade cornmeal crust pizza. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KBOO at the Clinton is a monthly film series that benefits your community radio station. This month we'll show the documentary film The Cave on Thursday, December 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater. The Cave is a story of female doctors saving lives in a secret underground hospital in Syria. The film follows the women as they contend with daily bombardments, chronic supply shortages, and the ever-present threat of chemical attacks. It paints a stirring portrait of courage, resilience, and female solidarity. Again, that's The Cave on Thursday, December 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information is available at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Yes, yes, yes. We back. It's the Wonderful Calculated Conversation Show. I'm your host, DJ.
I'm Ken Jones.
That's right. And just keep in mind, we exist because there's certain things we just have to talk about.
Yes, Lord.
It's a pleasure. We alive. We got our legs and arms. We can see. We free, you know. So starting off with the gratitude, you know what I mean? Got a lot to be grateful for. So try to make sure we keep that in mind, you know. So what's up with you, brother?
Oh, not too much. I'm feeling fairly decent on this nice day.
Yeah. And remember, you can always tap in with us on social medias as well. So we stay on our Instagram page. That's at Calculated Conversation. Facebook page, Calculated Conversation Radio Show page. Twitter, we at Calculated Talk, right?
Yeah.
And then the website is up and going. That's www.calculatedconversation.com.
And you can contact us through there. Is a way to contact us through the website, too.
Yeah, and email. So calculatedconversation at gmail.com. So
yes,
there's a few different angles you have to reach out.
Righteous.
And we're still open to, you know, just messages from, you know, from listeners, ideas, you know, stories, you know, just anything you want to share. I mean, we, you know, feel free to, you know, send us a, you know, a little bug and, you know, we'll definitely consider that and possibly bring it up on the show as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Right. You guys got a cool little story to tell, or you've got some insight, you've got a topic, you know, something that you might want to hear us kind of put our take in on. Just shoot it.
That's right. And so starting off, now you know that it's Sunday. So we can tell you that yesterday was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a wonderful trip down to the Oregon Correctional Institution to do another Calculated Conversation presentation.
Yes.
That was our second one.
Yes.
Organized by the great Christopher Lambert, doing amazing things from inside.
Yes, sir.
Hasn't even, you know, touched the concrete yet on the streets and is already making change and, you know, affecting people and inspiring people, including us.
Mm-hmm. Being a bridge.
Right. Being an amazing bridge, bringing his resources together, making the phone calls. Sending out the proper messages and, you know, getting people to come in to talk to people inside that he's trying to support and inspire, you know, and back up as well. So
right.
And shout out to Leanne.
Yeah, Leanne.
Leanne always, you know, communicate with us. You know, she does her work behind the scenes to make sure we get cleared and get the date set. And so we had a wonderful time, man. It was great. The vibes was good. Mm-hmm. I can tell that people really was resonating with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And like Ken always say, you know, I mean, a lot of times people don't know what to expect when we walk in, you know, because here we just come in, you know, regularly dressed males, right, in those suits and nothing special, just hats and T-shirts and stuff, you know, and they're like, what these dudes here for? And,
right.
And, you know, as we get going and, you know, start diving into the idea behind Calculated Conversation, how it started, I think a big part, our stories, our own personal stories, I think also allows people to kind of more loosen up, because yeah, they see that we've had a lot of the same experiences.
Right.
And there was a time where, you know, we was, like you said, we was not on our side of the table, but on that side of the right, table, right? Right? I like that when you said, I was like, okay, how you get from this side to, how you get to this side from that side, you
right,
know? So,
right.
You know, so yeah, we had a good time, and you know, we did our thing, man, and it was a blessing, and you know, a lot of gratitude, a lot of hugs, a lot of genuine love, man. At the end of the session, I thought,
yeah, that's one of my favorite parts, is being able to interact, and that's where, you know, I was telling you when we left there last night, like, wishing to have more of that time,
yeah,
getting that type of interaction. It's interesting, you know, thinking about what you were saying as far as, you know, the people, you know, this being our second go, and kind of watching the guys listening in slowly start to subscribe. At first you kind of see, like, people, you know, just like, okay, where are we going with this? But I think that kind of laying it down the way that we do, I feel like the way in which we build, kind of laying down our ethos, what gives us the credibility, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of laid down as the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, this ain't just somebody talking about something that they know nothing about, right?
Right,
so
right,
kind of laying that foundation and being able to talk, essentially speak the language,
mm-hmm,
right? Kind of building that, and then the way in which we built on what Calculated is about.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to give all that, I think that, you know, you were doing an awesome job. I feel like you was on fire last night. I told you. When
we left, you think so?
A couple of little stories and stuff you dropped. And that's, you know, my big thing is trying to give those stories, because I feel like that's, you know, what people can tie into. I know for myself, being able to lock on to something is set like that.
Right,
When I capture that. But, you know, being able to interact and see the people subscribe as we were going through, and then getting to the end, you know, and having the guys, you know, say stuff like, you know, they appreciate, mm-hmm, what it was, or they taking this and gonna try to implement this moving forward, you know, whatever it may be. But I definitely would love to be in a situation to be able to have some of the one-on-one sidebars a little bit more, to really, yeah, you know, kind of hash it out with those personal questions.
Right. Yeah, I think Leanne, I mean, she was definitely asking us, you know, have we ever considered ourselves life coaches. I said, I don't know. We just coach people about life, though.
You know,
so I don't know about all that. But
you know what's interesting about that is I've got a friend who's been pushing that for probably 2 years now. Like, on my head, rarely speak to her, like, you know, on the phone or anything, right, like that. But get just a random message every so often, like, you really should be, you know, she maybe have caught a clip of this or something, and be,
yeah,
like, this is an angle. Like, this is a way to really be able to get this going. Yeah. And don't necessarily, I'm not going to say not taking it serious, but in the idea, I feel like there's so much more in this world of doing what we're doing right now, which I guess if you look at it, there's some of that transfer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I guess it's just not looking at it like putting life coach next to a name.
Right,
because
right,
we're still trying to figure this life.
And we don't do one-on-ones or let, right, people call us, unless it's our friends,
yeah,
that actually know us.
Right, right.
Tell me what you think about this all day.
Hey.
But, you know, I probably with more experience on life, you know, as we get, I think, you know, more versed in, you know, people and the differences, and, you know, more conversations that are calculated, you know, we may be able to, you know, have the experience and, you know, the wisdom to be able to do something like that.
Right.
But sound like, you know, it really sounded like what she was saying was that the, one of the ladies, I just forget her name, shoot, but she was saying that, man, it's interesting because, like, you guys are, like, we talk about these subjects and you guys are talking about the same things we talk about,
yeah,
you know, but is like the way that you do it, you know, and kind of the structure and strategy you use is seems to be, you know, in so many words, I think Sam was a little bit more powerful than the way they right. can do it because of, again, coming from a place of lived experience is what right. her words were.
Right, right.
And I was like, yeah, I guess that makes sense, you know.
That's what it is. I always fall back to it's the language. It's understanding that we can say the same thing, you know, a million times. The idea of like transferable job skills. Sometimes you don't even know that thing over in this other, you know, industry is the same thing. They just call it something different, right? So if you knew those words, then it would resonate when you're talking about your skill set and what you have. So having that same understanding, when we come here, we're able to dialogue this way as opposed to what's written in this book. Mm-hmm. So we're pulling from experience, mm-hmm. right? So we're able to give the scenarios and paint the picture mm-hmm. that's understandable.
Right.
Not this theoretical, you know, scenario that plays out. So I think that's, you know, that's what kind of pushes through. Something else, though, that I took in, which I thought was so dope, is coming in, because after we left, when we were leaving last time, at the sidebar, Chris and a couple of his partners about getting, you know, some information about the podcast stuff. And I know I had got home that same night and got all the information. I went and made a whole spreadsheet and put all the gear and equipment and everything they would need to get stuff going. And when we walked in there, mic'd up.
It was they
had the setup. So it was kind of cool seeing, you know, them getting some of the base stuff, which they still needed some more things
right.
to get going. But to have that base level, and now we have, you know, getting the audio of it, the video piece coming, which is another thing. We'll have some of that soon to be able to give some bits and pieces and, you know, let you guys hear some of what went on. Hey, it's Ken Jones of the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. I'm here to talk to you guys about our Drive Week happening. We're doing membership and sponsorship. For $20, you can become a member of the KBOO team. Everyone that donates $20 or more will become a member of KBOO. Every donor who contributes to the first $15,000 we raise will be entered to win a KBOO swag pack that includes a KBOO hoodie, t-shirt, knit cap, tote bag, and stickers. There'll be three winners. Some of the things to keep in mind while listening to this is that KBOO has always been about the community. It's an independent, member-supported, non-commercial, volunteer-powered community radio station. KBOO embodies equitable social change, shares knowledge, and fosters creativity by delivering locally rooted and diverse music, culture, news, and opinions with the commitment to the voices of oppressed and underserved communities. We get shows like ours on the air, and this is our ability to connect, be able to have a platform that we can have this type of show, be able to have these type of discussions that make it to your ears, make it to your car, make it to your radio, your phone, however it is you listen to us. And there's many more shows on this station that are worth it and very much needed. Your support helps keep these things going, because everything that we do here is based on the community. KBOO keeps Portland connected, amplifying voices and actions in the community. KBOO has trained over 800 volunteers in the past year, providing hundreds of hours of training and mentoring each month to people of all ages, incomes, and physical abilities. With an emphasis on voices from underserved communities, KBOO has worked on a variety of collaborative projects and promoted 241 community events. Independent media is more important than ever. Remember that. Keep in mind, we are here because of you. We want to keep this thing going. For just a couple of bucks, a 20, which is maybe a couple of coffees, you know, however you want to break that down, you can definitely do your part to keep this show and the others on this station flowing right along. We enjoy everything you guys do. We want to make sure that you know we care about you, and we do this knowing that you guys support. So make sure to give us a call. Dial in. We got people on the phone waiting. The number is 503-231-8032. Or you can visit the website, kboo.fm. KBOO.fm. And go into the donate now.
Yeah, the way they had it set up, it was almost like the channel 12 radio station. I seen people everywhere with headphones and, you know, signaling, and this dude over here, and, you know, they turning up mics and bringing water. You know, everything was nice. I mean, it was extremely hospitable. Yeah. You know, grateful that, you know, that we pulled up.
I know for me, and one of the things that, you know, I take into account in any space that I'm in, especially like, you know, having dialogue, it's like, where's my comfort level? And that's one of the things in both times of feeling like we just here, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. We doing this. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, says a lot, that goes back and forth of just, I think something that I touched on at the end of what we were talking about, as far as the idea of just, you know, having the respect for yourself, but having that respect, and that jumps in front of you. It's mm-hmm. like your reputation, like the idea of your reputation precedes you.
Right.
But I also feel that some of the things, when you carry yourself a certain way, that translates, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And if it was tense, you would feel it.
Right. Right.
That's not what that was.
No, not at all.
And so, you know, being able to have that type of respect, you know, and that right there, you know, is everything. And I think even from the jump, where it's coming and sitting down, we ain't up here, you know, on the pedestal, none of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And being able to sit and take the time afterwards too, shaking hands, giving them hugs, and showing actual love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they were, you know, they were really engaged, man, as if they was watching a good movie. You know, everybody's eyes was locked pretty much, you know, and I looked around and I was, you know, just checking everybody out, you know, simultaneously. And I was like, man, they was really dialed in, like 100%. And again, with the lived experience, you know, I love that angle, man. You know, and I love that I had a chance to I was able to go through some of those things, you know, and be able to kind of figure out, you know, a different path, you know, different ideals, growing mentally, spiritually.
I think that's a crazy old day to the you know, the notion that the crazy stuff you go through sometimes while you're in it,
mm-hmm.
it's hard to see where the value is in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
During this time where we were in these scenarios and situations, we were not thinking, oh, in 15 years from now, 10 years from now, this is how this is going to help me and the people around me. You don't have that running through your head during those moments, but you hear that often. You hear it, you know, from people that are older and have lived a life. They'd say that these are going to be things that are going to could turn into your strengths if you let them, if you build on that, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And not stand stuck living under that.
Right.
And realize that's something that happened. That's not necessarily who you are.
Right, right.
And that was, you know, even the point I was trying to make last night, where it was, you know, these decisions. That was a decision. That's not necessarily who a person is. Right. A lot of people were in jail, in prison, for decisions that they made in a moment.
Right.
A lot of people might have not been the best decision, right?
Right.
Or this is something that, you know, people forget to take into account, I think, sometimes, where it's so easy to be like, oh, well, they could have did something else or not did that. And sometimes in the situation, there's not a wrong or a right way. There's a need way.
Right.
This is what needs to be done right now. Or at least that's what you feel with everything in you.
Right.
And doing that can put you in some compromising positions. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's where, you know, people don't, they don't think that far ahead sometimes and understand and give people the grace to be not that thing.
Right.
But it's easy to just throw that as this is what that person is. This is who that person is, as opposed to a faulty decision that they may have made, or whatever the result that it came to. That's not, or they want that to be them, because it's easy to, now I know that this is you. You did this thing, so you will always be a thief. Right. You will always be a scam. You will always be a murderer. You will always be whatever.
Right.
And it's like, nah. There's a lot of people that figure their flow. Some people stay in that because they're not given the information. And if they are, they're not accepting. Right. They're rejecting the information.
Right.
But there's many of people. You think about how many people you've met that talked about, they just never managed to get caught. They don't know how they would be, you know, and these are people in positions of power that, mm-hmm. that, you know, it's, they just didn't. And some people happen to get, you know, it gets slippery and they happen to get snatched.
Right, right. They got to consider, is somebody more dangerous that get caught or somebody that doesn't get caught?
Yeah.
As you start to label people.
Hey.
You know, and with all the people with no record running around here, you know, breaking numerous laws and, you know, just human laws, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's always, you know, another angle to look at it. But, you know, yeah, we, you know, we had a good time and, you know, we was able to go deep, you know, and speaking of that, you know, I really like, the conversation that we was having about actually calculating, you know, and the fact that a lot of these things are just from, you know, lack of calculating, you know, incomes and outcomes and, you know, strategies, and just the fact that a lot of times we just get over emotional. Sometimes we're masculine, we're toxic, you know, and we don't always calculate the way we supposed to, you know, in doing so, we get a lot of the results that we don't want to get, you know, and that confuses people a lot of times. So having that conversation we had, you know, about calculating, I can really look at a lot of people in there. And as we had that conversation, I think they started thinking about what they had done to get there and who was all affected. And we talk about the calculations that involve, you know, not just you, though, you know, your family, your kids, your future, your legacy, your finances, your freedom. Right. These things are rarely calculated in instances. And, you know, and we know that it's not always easy, you know, to make those calculations. But we do know that they have long term effects.
Right.
And that the lack of that, you know, is going to confuse a big aspect of who you are. As a person that exists in the world, you know, and so people's looking at that, right. You know, I enjoyed that because I can see in their eyes, it was like, oh, wait, he's talking about me just taking action, not realizing everything that's affected by that, you know. And so, and that's one thing I like to say. I mean, being closed minded, you know, is only seeing, being closed minded is only seeing what's around you.
Right.
Being open-minded is seeing everything that you're around. You know what I'm saying? And so it's always a bigger picture. That means that the way they see you might not be necessarily what you see, and the way you see out might not be what they see in. But yes, if you can see what you're around, you know, and not just what you think you know what you think sees you,
right,
you know, I think people can, you know, have a more well-rounded view, and then be a little bit more strategic about the moves and they make and the actions that they take.
Hey, it's Cam Jones, one half of the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. This week we're jumping back into the membership drive here at KBOO. We really need you guys support as a community-based radio station who depends on its volunteers for staffing, remaining an independent, member-supported station. We look to our members to help make sure we can keep the lights on around here. Donations can come in any amount, but if you take time and give $20, you will become a member of KBOO. There's also a incentive that kicks in, and that is in the form of a nice little package that you could possibly win. Every donor who contributes to the first $15,000 will be entered to win a KBOO swag pack. And that swag pack includes a KBOO hoodie, a t-shirt, knit cap, tote bag, and stickers. There'll be three winners. Now, I want to speak on Calculated Conversation Radio Show specifically, and what it's done and what it's allowed me and my co-host David to do. It's allowed us to take some of the conversations and research, study, formula, education that we have and put it on the air. We have been able to connect in the community through this station. Opportunities have presented themselves, one being being invited down to OSCI to speak with some of the incarcerated males there, sitting down and having group sessions, bringing these calculated conversation ideas, theories, and formulas to these men. This experience has been phenomenal. A lot of great feedback. Again, all this stuff is done and made possible and set up because KBOO gave us a platform to start speaking our truth out loud. That's one of the beautiful things about this station, is giving voices to those of us who have not had a voice and not been given a voice that was projected the way that it needed to be. And now that we have this platform, we've been managing to take full advantage and been able to see the impact that our dialogue has. And there's many a shows on this station that do the same. What we want to be able to do is keep bringing this kind of content to you, because it's all done with volunteer time. but we still need to keep the lights on and things rolling along. So make sure you take some time. You can hit the website up at kboo.fm, click the big donate button, and it'll walk you through. Or you can make a phone call up and drop it that way. The number there is 503-231-8032. And the website again, kboo.fm. And click that donate button. Thanks, everyone.
I think, you know, too, you know, one of the great points last night that was brought up about the idea of what do you want your end result to be?
Right, right.
And that being the first thing that you process.
Right,
right,
right.
Not your reaction, not how you're about to come with all the facts and shut this down, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's where we get caught up in, and I'm guilty of this and have been guilty of this many a times of, I'm just showing that I'm right.
Right, right.
It's not about resolving this in this moment. It's just to prove my point that I said what I said.
Mm-hmm. Right. Understand? And you see that all the time, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so, you know, having that as that reminder of what is the intention. So if your intention is to, like, I think the example you used of a relationship, if you're getting in a disagreement or something, and the intention is to figure this out, be together without any of the extra, then you need to make sure that the words being used, the tone,
yes,
the body language, yes, all of those things are in conjunction, mm-hmm, with what your wanted outcome is. Right. And I think that's where we get caught up in. We want to be right.
Right.
We want to prove a point.
Right.
So with that comes all of these other things to make the other person typically feel lesser than.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
Want right. them to feel like they did not have their stuff together. And it's like that has to be one of the most destructive parts of any relationship.
Yes.
That's not just male via romantic relationship. I think even in male, just platonic friendships,
yep,
that having that same kind of approach where you may have a little bit more leeway to, you know, with the homies to call somebody out a little rougher than you may in a romantic joint.
Right.
But still this understanding, if one of the homies is doing something extra that you feel like, bro, you can tighten up about, being able to approach it with that. And again, not so much berating him of where he's wrong, as opposed to how this can be better, how he can be stronger in this arena,
right,
and what the benefits of that are.
Right.
And that's something that I don't think we definitely don't stop and give ourselves time to think that through and then stay on track with that.
Right, right.
I think about the conversations that I have with a lot of people when they're hitting me about how to have a conversation with somebody about something that's very emotional or something that's, you know, one of those subjects that's just kind of tricky to work with,
mm-hmm,
is writing your points down. Write that down. I know it seems like a lot, but make your points. Why? Because when them emotions get jumping and if somebody's not responding or reacting the way that you would prefer, then it can get a little tricky and you may lose what actually you were trying to get across because now you're going to the left and you're going to the right. But if you have these bullet points that you want to make sure that these are the points you hit on and the why behind them, and making sure to keep reiterating what your intention in this conversation is, I think that's another piece. Making sure that intention, so that that's being spoke up front,
right,
so they know why this is even coming about,
right,
and what it means for you bringing it up. Not just, oh, I'm irritated, I'm tired of you doing this. Right. Like, no, this is what this make me feel like. I see that this is, you know, something that for both of us could, mm-hmm, be better if we approached it like this.
Right, right.
You know, so I think that's so valuable, like to push forward to our people more and more and more, is about thinking what you want the end result to be before engaging.
Yes, yes. We don't do enough calculating, man, you know, and sometimes it definitely takes, I mean, the tough part about that is being somebody that does calculate, and, you know, being around, you know, associates, people, spouses that really don't see the benefit in it or what it is. And so kind of it still has to be two people, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and so we both have to be at a point to where we want a resolution. And if it's a relationship, you know, like I said, the goal is to stay together. And so, I mean,
so how would you say then, if, you know, being in a situation with somebody who isn't necessarily there, how would you try to coach them into understanding the way that you're coming to them?
Well, I think the benefits is, you know, I think starting with the benefits, you know, and it's hard to understand because, like, it's challenging the way that, you know, problem resolution.
Right.
You know, we're not really taught this stuff and it doesn't make sense.
Right.
You know, on a smaller scale. But in the bigger scheme of things, it's the only thing that makes sense.
Right.
Because if one person don't understand, it doesn't matter. If one person loses, it don't matter who win.
Right.
You know, we both lost. But, trying to lay out the benefits. Number one, the main reason why I'm communicating with you is because I want this to work out.
Right.
It may be a business arrangement, a relationship, you know, employment, whatever it is. I'm talking to you because I want it to work out.
Right. And that's so that's stating your intent.
That's my main goal. Right. And I even when I'm in a relationship, that's what I would say to somebody that I'm seeing. Like, the bottom line is I want us to work out.
Right.
But, you know, I want us to be able to have conversation about things that are a little uncomfortable, things that, you know, don't always feel good to talk about, but yet are instrumental, you know, to understanding growth and bridge building.
Right.
So we both can walk back and forth across.
Right.
And still see each other. You know, and sometimes, you know, it when somebody has to admit that they may have made a mistake or they may be wrong, it pinches a nerve in them that throws a lot of people on the defense.
That.
You know, and when you be defensive against somebody that you want to stay with and be with, you know, you're not calculating.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the whole point. And so I got a saying that I've been writing for years that's really simple, but yet goes unnoticed, you know, and unrespected often. But just the fact that if you got people you want to stay in your life, then, or you got people that you don't want to lose, then you got to treat them like you don't want to lose them.
That part.
You know, and it's, we living in a state where people are really complicating their friendships and, you know, their unions and everything they got going on with people, but yet they claim that I don't want to lose this. But right. Everything that you're doing and saying is designed to keep this, make this thing lost.
Exactly.
You know, and so we have to get to a point to where we are strategically organizing our words and actions, you know, for a specific result. And we are not going to be allowed to deviate outside of those parameters as long as this is still the goal.
Right.
If this is not the goal, then we have to change the parameters and change the formula.
Right. Hey, it's Cam Jones here again from the wonderful Calculated Conversation radio show. Making sure to let you guys know the membership drive is happening right now. And we are calling on you, the listener, the supporter, the community members, to find it in your wallet to donate a dollar, five, 10, 20 or more. Then you'll become a member. So that's incentive. We're looking to go for 45,000. If we can get 45,000, that's our goal. We're going to be doing this around the clock. All the shows will be giving these pitches and reaching out to you guys just to remind you how awesome it is that we have KBOO here operating within the community, fully backed by the community. Independent, member-supported, non-commercial, volunteer-powered community radio station. That is KBOO. Keeping Portland connected, amplifying voices, actionable things done within the community. In the past year, over 800 volunteers provide hundreds of hours of training, mentoring each month to people of all ages, incomes, and physical abilities. We make sure to put the emphasis on the voices that need to be amplified, that have always been put off to the side, not given the right platforms. Here at KBOO, this is what we do. People like myself, my co-host David, get to come in here, have the conversations that we would have in the neighborhood, and put those conversations on air to directly get to your ears, hopefully open your mind a little bit more than it already is to some of the ideals and ideologies we operate under. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. So what we ask is that you find it in yourself to donate. And remember, that $20 makes you a member of KBOO, and there's also a little incentive in there. For every donor who contributes to the first $15,000, they'll be entered to win a KBOO swag bag. And it includes a KBOO hoodie, t-shirt, knit cap, tote bag, and stickers. There'll be three winners in total. So let's make that happen. Give a call, 503-231-8032. Let them know why you're here. or you can do it online. KBOO.FM. Again, that's KBOO.FM. Thank you, guys. I think that's probably going to be, you know, from like two takeaways, especially from last night, and that was the one. It's just keeping in mind what your intended result is. Starting in, and I think that that's in any, that's like creating curriculum. That's most things. What is it that you want to get out of this?
Right,
you start at that and then work your way back. That's engineering, right? So you're essentially engineering this conversation to be able to get the expected and intended result. And that can be difficult, again, in those times where these emotions are kind of kicking up. And that's why I'm definitely always an advocate for not random disagreements. You know, like going back and forth about some toppings for a pizza or something, but an actual issue, right? Mm-hmm. And setting aside time to be able to have a conversation about this thing. Because that's another piece that, you know, you catch somebody and they want to talk right now, right in this moment. And I feel like that can be a blind side for some people. And you're not setting it up to where somebody's able to give their piece to be able to think their thoughts through. So if I hit you and we're like, bro, we need to chop it up. Let's pick a time this coming Sunday. These are the couple things I want to talk about. Now I'm giving you time to prepare a conversation, right?
Right.
You to be able to think about this thing. And I think that how many times of, you know, kind of getting blindsided in myself too, of bringing things up and being like, damn, that could have waited.
Right.
You know, but that's one of those things that's not calculating. Even if you calculated it, you didn't give them time to be able to pull it together. So again, I advocate for setting time aside to have this. Mm-hmm. You know, don't lead off of I just told a joke and then that reminded you of something wild you wanted to talk about. And we jumped over here. You know what I mean? There's something in that, because now you're able to come in this kind of, you've already been given the framework of what we're going to do, what this is going to be about.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's essentially not walking outside in shorts and a tank top and it's raining. You know, that's I'm not going to have you do that. So I'm going to make sure that you have the right setup for when you come to what this is about to be.
Right.
And that's if it matters. Of course, there may be things that you may have to do on the spot because it's, you know, you have to. But if it's these bigger conversations that are bigger issues, not, as you say, minor conveniences.
Right.
these bigger things, if these are things that really bother and are something that could alter the way that this relationship works, then set that time aside and give that person a little bit to be able to think the way you've been able to think about it.
Right. You know, and try to make sure that we all got the same goals, you know.
Yeah, that part. Yeah.
You know, sometimes people don't really want to, you know, take those extra steps, you know, to understand and empathize, because maybe their goals is different and maybe that's something that we never chatted about as we try to create this union. So moving on a little bit, one thing that we did yesterday was we sort of broke down calculated conversation into a few different components, just for reference, you know, not all the way solid, but a good reference for what this represents and why it needs to be done and why it's happening. So we wanted to make sure that we shouted this, you know, this breakdown out on the radio as well. And so a big part of calculated conversation is the fact that we understand that information is missing. And that's the first part that we kind of have to respect, that a lot of things are happening. There's a lot of misunderstandings, disagreements, separatism, animosity, anger, hate, you know, whatever, physical violence, you know. And a lot of times I don't think people understand that the main reason this is happening is because I'm just missing information.
Right.
Number one, either I don't have information about myself, or number two, I don't have information about you.
Right.
And that's the reason why we do have to have very, very strategic conversation with people about things that we don't understand, you know, and be open to trying to, you know, at least listen and relax, you know, in the interest of wisdom, you know, and gaining information, and again building this bridge so that we can start to, you know, cohabitate better and then create something together, you know. And so we have to understand that information is missing. A lot of times you're angry at people, they're angry at you, and 9 times out of 10 you guys haven't really communicated about the information that's missing.
Right.
And so it's keeping you guys looking at the same thing on two different sides of the fence. And the kicker to that is both of you could actually want the same thing.
That part.
And not even realize that, because the information of what that is may not have been, you know, transferred, you know, on the parallel level. So, you know, keep that in mind.
Yes. Then from there, we went into just acknowledging.
Right.
Right. Right. Acknowledging where you are in a situation that you could be wrong, that there are things that you need to work on there, that you're essentially not always right and you don't have it figured out. Acknowledging right. that there's information that you don't have, and being able to also keep your mouth closed for a minute and let people talk.
Right.
Right. Let people talk. It's funny because yesterday I had lost the train of thought for a moment. And part of what I was saying, wanted to say, was that being just allowing people to give you information sometimes, you may learn something. Even if you know what they're talking about, you may not know what they're about to say that can add to what you already know. And it was a moment that when we were at the art museum, that the film crew had pulled us to the side to do a quick little blurb on the side. And the guy was kind of walking me through all the steps, and, you know, with no knowledge that I've done camera work for years. But I was like, I'm not in, I want to just hear what he's going to, how he's going to walk through, because I want to see the way that he does it. So instead of being like, oh yeah, yeah, I know what to do, instead of hitting with that, just because I had an understanding, I sat and I listened. And I really liked how he laid it out and kind of walked through it and was like, okay, that's dope. Like, he actually, he's got it. So there was no need for me to interject with my knowledge.
Right.
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 And so just being able to, yeah, take that type of stuff in and allow people to give you some information.
Right. Right.
That's a piece.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's that humility.
That part.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, just that being a big one in there.
And then another part of that is, I mean, we always talk about this, but again, we just coming down to a point to where we just wanting to be clear on what CACLEA the Conversation stands for and what the idea of it is. And so, again, back to calculating interactions. Typically, when we have interactions with people, we are wanting a result. We want something to happen. When we say something to somebody, or when we do something to somebody or with somebody or with ourselves, we want a certain result, you know. And with that being said, a lot of our results don't really manifest often. And a reason for that is because we haven't really narrowed down and broke down the actual art of calculating. We are putting any and everything in the formula, and we're becoming confused about our results. And a lot of times we're blaming people around us. We're blaming friends. We're blaming the community, you know, whatever, government, whoever, whatever the case is, exes, you know, current girlfriends, wives, best friends, family. We blame everybody but ourselves for our lack of calculations.
Yes.
We have to, in order to remedy this situation, we have to start to get to a point to where, and this is what I say everything that we do or say, you know, really, really has to be very, very thought out and strategic in order to achieve a certain result.
Hey, it's Ken Jones of the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. I'm here to talk to you guys about our Drive Week happening. We're doing membership and sponsorship. For $20, you can become a member of the KBOO team. Everyone that donates $20 or more will become a member of KBOO. Every donor who contributes to the first $15,000 we raise will be entered to win a KBOO swag pack that includes a KBOO hoodie, t-shirt, knit cap, tote bag, and stickers. There'll be three winners. Some of the things to take in mind, keep in mind while listening to this, is that KBOO has always been about the community. It's an independent, member-supported, non-commercial, volunteer-powered community radio station. KBOO embodies equitable social change, shares knowledge, and fosters creativity by delivering locally rooted and diverse music, culture, news, and opinions with a commitment to the voices of oppressed and underserved communities. We get shows like ours on the air, and this is our ability to connect, be able to have a platform that we can have this type of show, be able to have these type of discussions that make it to your ears, make it to your car, make it to your radio, your phone, however it is you listen to us. And there's many more shows on this station that are worth it and very much needed.
Your support helps keep these things going, because everything that we do here is based on the community. KBOO keeps Portland connected, amplifying voices and actions in the community. KBOO has trained over 800 volunteers in the past year, providing hundreds of hours of training and mentoring each month to people of all ages, incomes, and physical abilities. With an emphasis on voices from underserved communities, KBOO has worked on a variety of collaborative projects and promoted 241 community events. Independent media is more important than ever. Remember that. Keep in mind, we are here because of you. We want to keep this thing going. And for just a couple of bucks, 20, which is maybe a couple of coffees, you know, however you want to break that down, you can definitely do your part to keep this show and the others on this station flowing right along. We enjoy everything you guys do and want to make sure that you know we care about you. And we do this knowing that you guys support. So make sure to give us a call. Dial in. We got people on the phone waiting. The number is 503-231-8032. Or you can visit the website kboo.fm, kboo.fm, and go into the donate now. The idea that being curious, I think there's something behind almost each of these parts of what Calculated Conversation is about, is having a general curiosity. And one of the things that we do, we generalize a lot, right? So we get without information, we essentially, we go towards what we know and what's familiar. Mm-hmm. We don't get the information, or we get information and we're not using it in the right way. And right. The idea is being able to build a profile with the information that is coming to you.
Right.
Being able to build a profile on a person and let them tell you who they are.
Right.
Let them be able to get this out rather than just projecting who you think that person may be. Now, they may, you know, after you dealing with them for a minute and getting the information, they may be exactly who you thought they were.
Right.
So having your own idea of a person is not bad, but treating them based off of that without any other knowledge is where things can go wrong.
Right.
Because that projection is strong.
Right,
projection will overshadow, and that can work on the good and the bad side, right? Because some people are good people and they project good, right? So they're projecting good onto somebody who may not be that. So it can work on both ends. But being able to sit and build a profile of someone and understand that once you get out of what's familiar to you, we talked about having the conversations with people who don't necessarily look like you.
Right.
Like I mentioned, walking into a room, you look around, typically you look for a face that looks similar to yours, a style of clothing that looks similar to yours, something that you can identify with.
Right.
But typically we're sitting around and being around people who are very familiar, that we're comfortable around, and we're not engaging in having these conversations with people who are not familiar to us.
Right.
And typically, as we're building these connections and trying to build community and so on, we need to be interacting with more than just our comfort zone, more than just the people who mirror us, because sometimes those ideas and everything are also mirrors of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to step out of that, you get some more information on how other people work that are not used to your conditions, were not raised the way in which you were raised. So once you take all of that, you can kind of get a widened view, right? People being able to add to your pot, being able to add to your cup of resources, ways to think about things.
Right.
You know, you think of conversations you've had, I'm sure it's happened to you, where you talk to somebody and you thought you had something dialed, and when you ran it across them, they hit you back with a piece of something that was like, why did not, that didn't even cross my mind.
Right.
Even cross my mind. So there's so much value in that, because of people that operate and were grown, or you know, that grew up in different places from you, grew up in different type of households, belief systems, and so on. They take in the world different. So therefore, when you're having conversations and being able to get information from them, they may be able to view something that you see with a wider lens. And being able to take that in and add that to your piece, that helps for you to be able to interact with different people moving forward, because that piece of information may work 2 months down the line when you bump into this other person and they bring this thing up. Oh, I know something about that. I had this conversation with this person. Or you picked up a piece of information and that you apply to one of the formulas in which you already have, and you get going, putting that into play, and now things then opened up for you.
Right.
So being able to sit at these tables and be in these rooms and these spaces of people that don't necessarily just look like you, people who are not what you're used to, and that's uncomfortable. That's uncomfortable. But the more you familiarize yourself with it, the more comfortable it becomes.
Right. Yeah, man. That's and I think, you know, we you know, most of us want to be successful in some capacity, I think, in the world.
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, who knows what everybody's specific capacity is.
I can agree with
that. But in some capacity, we want to be, we want to succeed, whatever, however we define success.
Right.
And my thing is this, you know, if you want to be successful in the world, you have to understand it. You know what I mean?
So you can't have a worldview with and never left the city.
Yeah, you know, you have to understand it, you know. And so you want to have those conversations with different people. You want to sit at those lunch tables where they don't look like you.
That part.
You know, you want to step in those organizations, have those conversations with somebody out of your demographic, man, you know, out of your cultural norm. The information that you obtain is priceless, you know, and I can't really express how much I've learned, you know, becoming open-minded and having all these different conversations, man, with, man, you know, Casey, you know, Julie from Arms, you know, the police officer guy we had, and, you know, Giovanni, and man, I mean, so many different people we've been able to pull from that we normally would not have a chance to talk to, man.
And think of what all that came from asking questions.
Yeah.
From a few questions. And getting in there.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing. People want to share information typically.
Right.
Right? People typically want to share information, but they typically want to share information if you seem like you care.
Right.
not if you're just like the formality. Like, right. Hey, how's it going? That's like that. You might want to add a little more into the initial conversation, right? Because mm-hmm. there's things we say in passing, more just being courteous rather than engaging with somebody,
right?
And I think that is, I want to keep iterating that the importance of being curious and coming from that lens.
Right.
The amount of times I use the phrase of just like, help it make sense to me. Cause like, right. I'm trying to understand why you do this. Like, why right. is that your way? And that's even simple stuff like food combinations. Right, be like, right. why? Like, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Help
yeah.
me understand. Like, what? Like, why is that good?
Yeah.
Like, and that might seem random. That might seem weird for somebody asking, like, why is that good? Like, how do you explain how something is good? But like, just to help me get a mind frame, because yeah. maybe you saying that to me will help how I look at it when I try it again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's yeah. it's taking some of that, and I know that, again, that might irritate people, but I feel like sometimes people who are air quotes nosy,
right?
When that's applied in the context of them trying to form their understanding, it's not nosy. Typically, they're asking a lot of questions, probably trying to make sure they're getting the information that they feel they're missing,
right?
Which is being curious.
Being curious, and you know, and to throw something on top of that, you know, speaking of that, you know, there's accountability in that.
Yes.
And accountability is a huge, huge part of calculated conversation. We have to assume that the only way that we're going to gain information and to grow and be better human beings is to spend time focusing on and, you know, strengthening ourselves and what we do, what decisions we make. You know, what words we say, you know, it's got to get to a point to where we're no longer trying to blame all of our experiences on external factors, things that happen on the outside. You know, there's always going to be things happening on the outside. There's always going to be people that don't like you. There's always going to be, you know, racism, sexism, any ism that you can think of,
racism.
You know, politics, you know, everything is going to exist. This is part of the world. You know, the question is, you know, can you be accountable for understanding that things are going to be messed up and that you still have to succeed?
That's,
you know, hard. You still have to figure out a way to make things happen. And the only way to do that is to really be accountable for your own words and actions. You can't be accountable for everybody that's racist or hateful or indifferent in the world, you know? All you can do is make sure that you project and strategize the energy that you put out into the world, into the universe, you know, and be able to understand that there will be results yielded, you know, from that.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what's going on, but your effort, you know, in keeping the energy solid, you know, and being consistent with yourself in any interaction that you go into, that you go through, that doesn't make you feel good, you know, find a way that you can see your role in that somehow. Find a little bit of accountability. You know, even if it's just the fact that you didn't do nothing wrong, except you went around somebody, you put yourself in the company of somebody who obviously, you know, is in a bad space.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's still accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might be crazy.
Yeah.
But you're not really forced to be around, you know, crazy people. I mean, given that, you know, obviously we have certain situations you can't control, you know, it could be family, it could be, you know, kids, who knows, but, you know, just do what you can do, you know, and when situations get bad, you know, take a look at, you know, where you placed your energy and whose hands did you place it in? Did you place it in the right hands? You know, think about that Allstate commercial. You know what I'm saying? Are you in good hands? You know, and so that's the main part, you know, just keep that in mind, you know, and as we get ready to close here shortly, we got a few minutes left, but
hit him with the whopper.
But the whopper here, it's a lot of, you know, it's just a lot of hurt people out there. It's a lot of bitter people, you know. It's a lot of people that don't have faith and that don't trust. You know, you see it all day on social media. I mean, that's just the number one, I feel like, distributor of the truth about how people really feel about their life, you know, in a lot of cases.
Social media is real.
So just remember, if you naturally don't love and trust people, I mean, chances are, I mean, you may not love and trust yourself as much as you think you do. Because no one really talks about this, you know, as we grow up and grow up in these environments. And, you know, there are certain things that we just have to talk about.
We're going to keep on building it. Right. With that said, make sure you guys check us out on the socials.
Right.
You going to hit them off with them?
Yeah, yeah. Facebook, Calculated Conversation Radio Show. IG at Calculated Conversation. Twitter at Calculated Talk. Website, www.calculatedconversation.com. Email, calculatedconversation@gmail.com. And then we also on, I think, Apple and Droid, right, or something like that.
Yep, we're on the iTunes.
iTunes, yeah. Calculate the Conversation on iTunes. I think the Play Store, too, we might be somewhere in there.
Yeah, Play Store.
So, you know, tap in. We appreciate everybody listening. Share the page. Please share the socials. You know, let your friends and family know, man, we got stuff to talk about. So, until next week.
Calculated everything.
That's right. We out.
Hey, it's Cam Jones, one half of the Calculated Conversation Radio Show. This week, we're jumping back into the membership drive here at KBOO. We really need you guys' support. As a community-based radio station who depends on its volunteers for staffing, remaining an independent, member-supported station, we look to our members to help make sure we can keep the lights on around here. Donations can come in any amount, but if you take time and give $20, you will become a member of KBOO. There's also a incentive that kicks in, and that is in the form of a nice little package that you could possibly win. Every donor who contributes to the first $15,000 will be entered to win a KBOO swag pack, and that swag pack includes a KBOO hoodie, a t-shirt, knit cap, tote bag, and stickers. There'll be three winners. Now, I want to speak on Calculated Conversation Radio Show specifically and what it's done and what it's allowed me and my co-host David to do. It's allowed us to take some of the conversations and research, study, formula, education that we have and put it on the air. We have been able to connect in the community through this station. Opportunities have presented themselves, one being being invited down to OSCI to speak with some of the incarcerated males there, sitting down and having group sessions, bringing these Calculated Conversation ideas, theories, and formulas to these men. This experience has been phenomenal. A lot of great feedback. Again, all this stuff is done and made possible and set up because KBOO gave us a platform to start speaking our truth out loud. That's one of the beautiful things about this station, is giving voices to those of us who have not had a voice and not been given a voice that was projected the way that it needed to be.
And now that we have this platform, we've been managing to take full advantage and been able to see the impact that our dialogue has. And there's many a shows on this station that do the same. What we want to be able to do is keep bringing this kind of content to you, because it's all done with volunteer time. But we still need to keep the lights on and things rolling along. So make sure you take some time. You can hit the website up at kboo.fm, click the big donate button, and it'll walk you through. Or you can make a phone call up and drop it that way. The number there is 503-231-8032. And the website again, KBOO.
KBOO is having our annual book and record sale Saturday, December 21st from 12 to 10 p.m. There's a special member-only preview hour from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. The sale will be located at Jupiter Next in the Arium Ballroom at 900 East Burnside Street. KBOO is currently accepting donations of used and good condition books, records, CDs, and cassette tapes. KBOO is hosting sorting parties for this event on Friday, December 6th and Friday, December 13th at 5 to 7 p.m. at KBOO's 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. If you're able to help with sorting or help on the day of the sale, please contact volunteer@kboo.org. We hope to see y'all there.